Hello, everyone, and welcome to my first ever episode of LJ's podcast. I appreciate you for checking me out and just looking at the stream. I appreciate it very much. It helps out a lot. So today we're going to be discussing, because, you know, this whole podcast thing is just kind of thrown out. Like, you know, I just kind of wing it, you know. I kind of come up with topics as we go and as we move through. I just talk about random stuff. It's amazing. So we're going to talk about summer. Now, summer so far is great. Now, obviously, as you know, the heat is starting to get up a little bit. So this is gonna suck. But I'm going to tell all my stories for what's happened through my summer break so far. It's going to be amazing. Let's get started. So last week, leading up to ending school, I did nothing. I've been doing nothing. I've just been chilling at my house, being dumb, and all this good stuff. Now, let's get to the juicy stuff. I went to a water park. Now, I kind of regret doing this because, of course, I had to bring my two brothers with me, my Gage and Carson. Now, they're little mischievous little turds that like to annoy the crap out of me. Let me tell you, it's mutual, it's brother bonding kind of love thing, you know. It's like, hey, I love you, but I hate you. I want you to leave out of my life kind of thing, you know. It's a fun little system you got with brothers and sisters. But sticking to the original idea, we're at the water park and, you know, usually, you know, there's those some weird people that kind of like sit there in the pool and they don't like getting splashed. You know, for some reason you go to a pool but don't like getting splashed. Now, I understand, or you don't like getting wet, you know. I understand you might go to get a tan maybe, or you go just to chillax in the water. Maybe your hair, you have some weird hair product that's not allowed to touch the water or some stupid like that. Don't go to a pool if you don't like getting wet. Because like every time, if you get splashed, you look at us like if we have some sort of mental disability and you go, excuse me? Dude, you need to watch what you're doing. Don't splash me ever again. Like, what? What are you talking about? Don't come to a water park and then get splashed and then you're like, all right, listen, me and this, like, what is he, like 10 or 11? We're about to fight. We're about to go at it. You know, I don't get it. Now, maybe people are just sensitive, right? They don't like water. Okay. Don't come to a water park or to a pool in general. It's made of water. It's literally just water with chemicals and people and a lot of pee. There's a lot of pee because people pee in the water. I know you've done it before. Don't lie. Anywho, so we're messing around in the pool. Me, Gage, and Carson, and, you know, we like to hit each other, you know, that's just how it is. Like, Gage will come up to me, and he's like, LJ, why are you looking at me like that? And I'm like, dude, if you don't get out of my face, I'm gonna slap you. Now, that's just how it is between us. We just mess around, we kind of hit each other, we F around, play grab ass, you know, it's a real fun little system, okay? But, when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, it's all about how much pain can we inflict on each other without hurting each other? It's weird. Okay, like Carson, he'll come up to me and he'll take his fingers and dig it into my neck. Now it hurts, but am I gonna start crying and start acting like a 2-year-old? Maybe, just maybe. But, you know, most of the time, I don't do that. Now, we're in the pool and we're floating around. And Gage, and I'm like beating up on Carson because Carson thought it was funny to like kick me in the stomach. And so Gage comes up behind Carson, picks him up by, like, Gage is standing behind Carson, grabs him by his shorts, lifts him. Now, Carson's having an atomic wedgie. This thing is going so far up his butt. Carson described it as an eel. Yeah, let's not get into that. But he said it was horrible. He said the thing, like, launched up his cheeks. Now, there's these people that are sitting right behind us, and they're just talking. Now, half their body's submerged in water, the other half isn't. Carson lands back in the water. Now, he splashes like any normal human does. He doesn't do a lot, but a bunch of water flies around. Not too much, just enough to get your back kind of wet. These dudes turn around and look at us in the eye. Keep in mind, their hair's all done all nice. They're looking good. They look fresh. They look like they just came out of a barbershop. Okay? They go, guys, what are you doing? Why are you like, you guys need to watch out. You guys need to be careful. I almost looked at him. Now, keep in mind, I'm at a decent age where I could, I can't stand up to an adult. So I just looked at him and I was like, okay, my bad. And I looked at Gage and I said, why'd you do that? And Gage looked at me and said, because he thought it was funny. Now I'm walking around the pool embarrassed because these dipshits, or what I call my brothers, are acting a little stupid. You know, they're kind of dumb. Now, obviously, you know, I'm just hanging out, being myself. Now, I'm not too happy with the fact that I just got yelled at by an adult. Now, there's more of that later down the road. So, yeah, and I was just, I swam away, and I'm like, why? Why did this dude yell at me for just getting his back wet? I don't know, but, you know, karma came down to it because that dude's girlfriend fell into the pool, and she had her purse on, everything. I don't know why you come to the pool fully dressed. She fell and got all her stuff soaked. I laughed because I hated them. I hated them with a passion, but that doesn't matter. Now, leading down to it, we're still messing around in the pool. We hate each other. Like, you know, Carson, at the time that we went, this lazy river, which is kind of like one of these stream things that push you along the pool, and you literally just sit there and do nothing, and the pool does the work for you. Kind of moves your body. It was closed because some dum-dum was like, hey, let me see how much beers I could chug in under a minute, and then let me throw up in the pool and ruin the experience for everyone else. I was like, you know, that's how it is. So this dude does that, throws up in the pool, we get in trouble. No, we don't get in trouble, but everyone has to get out. Everyone's like, get out of the water, get out, beep, beep, blowing their whistles. You know, the lifeguards are standing there with, like, their six packs and, like, the little sunscreen on their nose, you know. It was horrible. Anywho, back to it. We get out and we're messing around in a different pool. And, it was a free-for-all from there, you know. Like, the only fun me, Gage, and Carson had were just hitting each other repeatedly for no reason. Like, Carson would be doing, like, something stupid, and then Gage would come up behind him, pick him up, and then start, like, punching him in his stomach. And then Carson would turn around and then slap Gage and then start running away. It was a funny little cat-and-mouse game we all played with each other. Now, obviously, we didn't come out of the water unbruised. You know, my arm, I had bruises all over myself. I was like, ah, you know, because it was so painful. You know, all that good stuff. But then the lazy river opened back up. Now, let me tell you, this is the kind of stuff me and Gage and Carson would do to each other. So, at that time, while we're waiting for the lazy river to come back up, you know, we're like, okay, who wants to go check if the lazy river's done or not, you know? And, you know, we're all waiting, and, Finally, after I don't know how long, it finally comes up. But before that, you know, we'd be waiting for the stupid lazy river thing to come back and, like, everyone jumping back into the water and stuff. And so me, Gage, and Carson are like, all right, we're too lazy to get out of the pool. Now, keep in mind, we're in a separate pool from the lazy river. So we're not in the lazy river. We're just in a different pool. That's just a normal pool, you know? So we were like, okay, let's play rock, paper, scissors. And whoever loses has to go check. Now, of course, Carson, he loses because he sucks at rock, paper, scissors for some reason. So as he gets out of the pool, me and Gage go around back and we get out of the pool and run. So Carson comes back looking for us and he doesn't know where we're at because me and Gage already ran. Now, we're hiding and, dude, it was so scary. I can't even explain to you. It was like a movie. It was like from a movie scene. We're like, you know, the sort of, like, the main character's running from the killer, and then out of nowhere, they're, like, they're in a dark closet, and they're kind of peeking out, and then somehow, you see in the back, the killer standing right behind him in the closet. You don't know how they got there, but they got there. That's literally what happened. Me and Gage are hiding behind a bush, and we're like, okay, where's Carson? I turn around, and Carson's standing right behind us, and he's smiling, and he's like, so, why'd you guys run? And I'm like, oh, my heart dropped. I don't know why. It scared me. And what happened was, after Carson said that, I punched him in the chest because he scared me so bad. Now, obviously, that was just a lie. I punched him because I wanted to. Carson didn't know that. He expected that, oh, I startled him. He punched me in the chest. You know, fair enough. And he believed it because I don't know why. Anywho, the Lazy River starts back up. And me, Gage, and Carson are having one heck of a time. We're running around, being dumb, we're being stupid, we're having fun. We're just kind of letting the water take us, all this other stuff. Now, we pass by a couple, like these two, you know, lovebirds. And the wife or the girlfriend, whoever, was holding the boyfriend in a cradled position. Now, at the time of this cradleness, she was kind of like rocking him back and forth like a baby. So I'm like, let me have a good idea. Let me ask Gage if he could do the same to me. Okay? So he, and I didn't say, whoever took that the wrong way and been like, oh, you guys are dating. I hate you. Don't leave my podcast up once. Anywho, so Gage picks me up and starts crying. Now keep in mind, everything is lighter in water compared to how it is, like, just standing up. So, I was pretty light to Gage in the water. So, Gage is, like, rocking me back and forth. And so, what he kept doing was he kept dipping my face in the water. And then, like, bring me back up. And then he dipped me underwater again. Bring me back up. Dip me again. Bring me back up. It was just constant. It was the same thing. Now, during that time, I'd just close my eyes and I'd hold my breath every time. Now, I'm not paying attention. Now, Gage and Carson thought it was funny seeing this girl float around in her floaty. So she had a broken arm, I believe. So luckily she did. Okay, I don't wish any pain or like broke whatever bad luck on you. But this girl had a broken arm. So I lucked out because this girl would have probably turned around and 360 punched me or slapped me, whatever. She would have choked me. She was scary. But Gage dips my head underwater. Carson lifts the tube up, Gage puts my head under the tube, and Carson slams it. Now, when I get back up, I still have my eyes closed. Now, I don't know that I'm in a tube at this time. So when I come back up to breathe, because I felt Gage let me go, I'm inhaling the tube. Like, my mouth is sucking on the tube. I'm like, like, I can't breathe. So I lift myself up into the tube, and I'm like, where am I? Why am I in a tube? I turn around, this girl's just staring at me, like, with, like, soulless eyes. She can't believe what just happened. She's staring at me, I'm staring at her. It is, like, a confusing little, I don't even know, like, we're just staring. We're just locked eyes. And she had the most disgusted look on her face. I immediately get out and I start swimming away as fast as I can. As I was leaving, I'm like, I'm so sorry, my brothers are idiots. And she's like, you freak, get out of the pool. And I'm like, what the freak? I didn't do it. I was like, that was the first time anyone in public or just some random stranger has called me a freak. It was the most, like, I was so embarrassed. I was like, why? And I get over to Gage and Carson and they're laughing. Like, Carson is crying. Gage is just dying in the corner. It was horrible. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, why? Why did you guys do that to me? And Gage goes, you know what, LJ? Sometimes, Gage proceeded to make it like, make himself like he was the older brother in the situation. So he tried quoting, you know, giving me an inspirational quote. You know, he's like, so LJ, sometimes in life, you gotta understand things happen. And when they happen, they suck. I looked at him in the face with the most disgusted look. And I almost wanted to, you know, drop kick him. I felt I had the urge, like WWE, I wanted to set him up, run full speed. Wait, hold on, that's not a good, there we go, good drop kick noise in the face, you know, it was horrible. But we proceed to get out of the pool, and we dry off, you know, and my mom's like, okay, it's time to go, we gotta go somewhere for lunch, you know, because the only reason why we went to this pool area was because my mom's friend or whatever was in town, and so my mom wanted to just go hang out with them. So we went, and it was fun. So we go to lunch with this girl, or my mom's friend or whatever, and so me and Gage and Carson, we're all standing at, and we go to this pizza place, and usually what they do is they put the toppings and everything else on the through glass, almost like Chipotle, you know, you go up, it's like, hi, what do you want? And you're like, I'll take I'll take cheese on my pizza. And they're like, okay, you want cheese? Okay, hold on. Yeah, let me, okay, here. Let me sprinkle some cheese. Is that enough, sir? Is that enough cheese? Actually, can you take off the cheese? Do you have gluten-free cheese? How about no dairy? Do you have no dairy cheese? What is that called? No dairy? Some stupid like that. Anywho, it's dumb things. Anywho, you know, they did that. And what happened was Gage was peeking into the glass area. And he was staring at these hot, like, jalapenos. And I took Gage's head. And I pushed hard enough to Gage hit his head against the glass. Now, this dude that was cooking the food that looked like Harry Potter. I'm not even joking. I'm about to, like, go off on this dude. I still have the hate for him. He was, like, the savior of glass. Like, if glass breaks, he feels the pain. I don't know. It was something weird. But he goes, don't do that. Oh, don't do that. And I think he was Italian because he started moving his hands everywhere. I can make fun of Italians. I'm Italian myself. So no one get offended in this little thingy. But he's like, oh, don't do that. Why you do that? I told you, oh my gosh, you know. And my mom's like, oh my, you know. And this dude's making a big scene about me pushing Gage's head into the glass. Now, let me keep in mind, this dude's mustache covered the top of his lip. Like, usually, you know, if you make a duck face, you know, if you had a mustache, and ladies, you could practice with me, because, you know, if you wanted to really badly, you could grow a mustache. For the ladies who have a mustache, and for the dudes who are growing facial hair, make duck lips, okay? So, you know, your mustache doesn't go over your lips. It goes on the top of your lip, but it doesn't go over the, I don't know how to explain it, okay? And like on the skin, okay? Now, if you take the top lip, now, imagine the mustache is covering the whole lip, the whole top lip. It was disgusting. Like, just watching him breathe, I could see the hairs from his lip go all over my food. I was not happy. I still ate it because it was good pizza, but I was so mad. I was so furious because this dude yelled at me for pressing my brother's head into the glass. Now, that's understandable. He's doing his job. I mean, no, that's not his job, actually. He's making food. Don't come at me and look at me and go, don't do that on my glass. Actually, he wasn't the manager, but still, he was just some random worker. He's like, oh my gosh, the glass, it hurt. It hurt me because you press head on glass. Ah, you know, kind of thing. It was really stupid. I'm so mad about it still for some reason. I dislike that guy. That dude looks like Harry Potter. It was nasty. He had the little thing on his head. Ugh, but yeah, but I still enjoyed that pizza. That pizza was really good. And then, it was a fun little thing we had. It was great. It was fun. So far, my summer's going good. I hope everyone else is too. Thank you for listening in on this podcast. I appreciate everyone. And enjoy the rest of your week. Bye.